91 degrees in Nashville. We're expecting a high in the upper 90s today with a heat index that feels like temperature more like 110 or 111. We still are under a heat advisory in Middle Tennessee today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. A jury has now heard from nearly 20 witnesses in Tennessee's federal lawsuit against Instagram. The trial started July 27th and is expected to continue into next month. The Tennessean reports that so far the state has called all of the witnesses, including former employees of Instagram parent company Meta, current executives with the company, and outside experts. The state seeks to prove that Instagram is designed to be addictive to teenagers despite the risks that social media can pose to adolescents. Meta says it has adopted features meant to keep teens safe and to give parents control over their children's experience of the app. The Tennessee case is one of several involving Instagram. Last week, jury selection began in another trial brought by a coalition of state attorneys general, and a group of four families, including one from Tennessee, filed a wrongful death and personal injury lawsuit against Meta late last month. A video surveillance company used by many police departments in Tennessee is making changes to how it collects data. Flock Safety, which has cameras working in places like Murfreesboro and Mount Juliet, will keep its data for a shorter amount of time. Originally, the company retained video for 30 days. Now it will keep data for 7 days. Flock has continued to raise intense pushback from residents. At a recent Murfreesboro public hearing, Pamela Jones put voice to it.
We don't like surveillance. We don't like surveillance we don't even consent to. We don't like a city council that doesn't seem to care about what we think.
The concerns cross party lines. Residents in East Nashville can hear from Republican Representative Jason Zachary in Knoxville on Wednesday night, called Flock Off. The event about that issue is hosted by Americans for Prosperity and will discuss Flock and other cameras used by police departments. Mount Juliet is asking voters to repeal the city's home rule status. If approved, the city could then require developers to pay more of the costs that come from new projects. This includes things like roads, sewers, stormwater systems, and parks. Currently, under home rule, much of the funding to pay for new infrastructure comes from sales and property taxes, not developers. News Channel 5 reports the fast-growing city plans to hold several town halls leading up to the November election to help voters understand what the change would mean. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.